Okay. By Mirsa Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to get into a Geshmak HaSugi over here. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining. Okay, so we have a general sugya. Of course, we find ourselves in Sfiras HaOmer itself, where it is the general custom for those to listen to music. You hear this very often. I get a lot of questions when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. Am I allowed to listen to this music? Am I allowed to listen to that music? Is there any difference between the classical music? Is there any difference the fact that it's on the radio versus if it's live? If it's a cappella? Am I allowed to listen to my... You know, there's a meme that went around when I was a Rebbe in a yeshiva. One of my bachurim, one of my talmidim asked me, Rebbe, am I allowed to listen to EDM a cappella music? Is it like, you know, EDM? It's like boom, 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 right? It's like basically they call it the club music. You can imagine, like, we've gotten to such an extent where we have music that can sound basically like no different than a beatbox. So how do we get this? Music has developed because today it just pushed from technology. It used to be that music was either you're at a concert or you were singing it, you know, privately with yourself. The idea of having the ability to now listen to a tape and to hear it over and to be able to re-record it and nowadays they have this thing called AI music. How do you even define AI music? Is that real music? Is it an amalgamation of a bunch of other random songs put together? Is it just purely digital ones and zeros that in our ears sounds like music? It brings up a lot of interesting questions, and ultimately it goes involved in the general overall question, which is, what is music in general? Are we allowed to listen to music at all? There is such a sugi like this. The Gemara tells us, Meseches Gittin. The Gemara has a very interesting question from Mar Okva. Shalchuleila Mar Okva. The question was asked towards Mar Okva. Zimra minon da asir. How do we know that listening to music is forbidden? Which is a very fascinating question. The very implication of saying, how do I know that music is asir, implies that inherently it's asir. The question is, where do we know it from? Right? Very often it's almost as a given that it's prohibited, as opposed to being like, well, how do I know? Maybe it will be Yasser, right? We live in a world today where we can't even fathom, like, it's like me, like we all listen to music. So Sirtei V'Kosev Luhu, he responded back with a tshuva, he responded back with a letter. Al Tismach Yisrael El Gil Ba'ami. Quotes from the Pasuk of Yeshaya, that you shall not rejoice, us Jews, we shall not rejoice while we're among the nations. Again, after the Chorban, after such a situation, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that we're not allowed to rejoice. So they responded back, saying, wait a minute, but there's another passage. Bashir lo yishtu yayin, yemar sheikha lo shoysav. Bashir, with the song, you shall not drink wine. Right, which again, to me, also implying that there's some level of rejoicing. So they're saying, why do you quote from one passage as opposed to this other passage? This seems to be another source. It's funny enough, they knew the pasuk.
That it's even talking about music, it just says, don't be happy.
You're saying very good. It's a very good point. Al tismach. So clearly, we'll get into the nitty gritty. It's a very good point. So Mar Okva responded back saying, if it's from that pasuk, havamina hani mili bezimra demona. I would think it's only a reference to instruments, with actual physical instruments that are creating music. Aval de pume shari. But if it's just purely from the voice, I would think that would be permitted. Kamash Malan, the answer is no. It's actually, they're both usher. Both clay zimra and also clay shiras peh are both forbidden. It's a very fascinating gemara. What do we do with this gemara? It seems to not jive with our general day-to-day practice. So let's get into the mafarshim itself. So I quote, it's really bad to Rashi, but I quote Taisus that quotes the Rashi, and Taisus goes in line with Rashi. Peish ba'kunches, l'sher be'beis ha'mishdois. It's in reference to Rashi qualifies the halacha. When it says that, how do we know that it's usher to sing? Rashi qualifies and says in a pub or in a beis mishdois, or like in a party house. I don't know, how do you say beis mishdois? What's the good other than a pub? We're not gonna do that. That's all right. You're wrong place, wrong
bar.
Time. Right? What is that? A bar. That's a good shot. Okay, a bar. What's it called? Mike's Place in Yerushalayim? Anybody know? Yeah? Nobody knows. Chas v'shalom. I don't know. I have no idea what that is. So, chen mashmo, they go, So they responded back. I apologize. So Taisa says, it's even clearer that this qualification is true, because why would they respond back saying, what do you mean? I found another pasuk that's in reference to drinking and being besameach. Seemingly, that they understood even from context that's only in reference to where there is the element of alcohol included, which, of course, there was alcohol around, right? Not at the Rosen Wasis, but where? At a pub, at a bar. Well, you have good stuff. Yeah, clearly, in reference to their contextualization of that qualification of the Gemara's question, implies that it's in reference to drinking, i.e. at a pub, at a bar, and things of that nature. And he quotes also, furthermore, Gemara in Soita, Mishabatla Sanhedrin, Batla Shir, Bebeis Mishdais. The Gemara itself from Mesechta Soita says, Lahedia, that's in reference to a pub or in terms of a bar. So Shenemar Bashir lo yishtu yayin v'rei lachmir. So then says Taisus, it's roy, it's befitting that a person should be more careful. Beyotz b'dahu b'yerushalmi davikayim v'damich b'zimra shemisanik b'yoser. That a person should not be overly and overtly listening to music to such a degree. This what you're going to see later on in the Mefarshim, the lashon of like ragil bahen, that they're consistently doing it, which means that like every Thursday night I listen to a song and I just zone out. I'll go into a little more. I don't know if the time permits us to see it in its place, but the idea is that avelus is something where if you are living in a state of avelus, so anybody, God forbid, who's ever had to sit shiva, I sat shiva my brother 6 years ago, my wife sat shiva, it's a moment where you're involved in a higher element, which means that you're involved in the pain, and that's something, that pain is what you're dealing with, and then everything else serves as a distraction. Which means that's what you're doing. That's what Shiva is supposed to be about. It's there to remind you that I'm in a state of this and I'm not a state of that. When someone is doing something else, it deviates and it detracts from what the thing that they're supposed to be doing. Chazal inherently, seemingly, wanted us, at least, again, we'll see exactly for where and for what and which context, that a person should be in a state of, I am in a state of galus. I'm in a state of where I'm not complete, where the Beis HaMikdash is lacking, we're not here. And then, yes, there are moments and times where we have pockets where they're happy, but overall there should be that element of like, I can't forget, al rosh simchasi, right? That's on the head of my, it's at the top of my very enjoyment and rejoicement, this element that I'm lacking something integral to myself. But again, nonetheless, Taisa says that it's qualified in a place of a pub and things like that, which implies that if it's not in that scenario, then it will be permitted. And that's what he continues for. V'shari shal mitzvah. If it's in a case of mitzvah, shari. B'makom mitzvah, shari. K'goyim b'shas chupa sh'oisim l'sameh chasam v'kala. If you have a wedding, of course, the context of there is not to be depressed. It's not to be sad. If anything, I mean, we have sprinkle, no pun intended, where the ashes. We sprinkle a little bit of sadness. But otherwise, we don't want to detract from the overall simcha. The inyan is to be happy. And that's a mitzvah, and that's a makom mitzvah. So clearly, there is a place where it could be allowed in those particular scenarios. Now, furthermore, moving on from the Rambam, source 3, the Gimel, the Rambam says something very fascinating. Again, just to say, we have Rashi and Tosfos that qualifies the prohibition. That's only a reference to where it's at a pub or a bar, where even to add more color to the, which is that it's clearly places where there's a lot of profanity, there's a lot of halulus, so a lot of things that are not necessarily befitting.
Rambam doesn't say that.
Oh, let's take a look. Oh, but the Rambam, nach vaita, the Rambam goes even more machmir. Oh, the Rambam, yes. It's chayin gazir shalayla nagim v'klei shir. Says the Rambam that Chazal prohibited, they enacted, they're not allowed to use even a klei shir at all. Again, we reference to after the Charbon all year round. The kol minei zemer, the kol mashmiyah kol, anything which creates music, anything which produces music, kol shel shir, asher l'smayach ben. You're not allowed to rejoice with them. Asher l'shoma b'pnei Charbon. You're not allowed to do it after the destruction. I feel a shir b'peh ayayin asura. And even to sing, let's say, you know, these Irish drinking songs. I've heard a few good ones. Like they tell stories.
Shanties.
What? The shanties, right? Exactly. Shenemar. Bashir la yishtu yayin, like that pasuk that was quoted previously, right? That's what we sent back to Mar Ukva. But kfar nogu kol yisrael lemer tiv shiras tishbachos shalodais kitzbem shal yayin. But if you add the element of shiras v'tishbachos, and it doesn't become, it's not prohibited, it's actually permitted. Again, that's shir b'peh.
So but shira shir b'peh is only
al yayin.
But
if it's only b'makom simcha, b'makom simcha, b'makom mitzvah, I should say, then it's prohibited even al yayin. Right? But the Rambam is much more machmir than, let's say, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos say it's only reference to this particular area because maybe the environment is not the best. As opposed to the Rambam says, no, it's prohibited across the board. Unless you have, like, there's one element where it's shir v'tishbachos. I imagine, you know, at a bar, it's not the place for, to say, a chabura on the halachas of music. It sounds like from Klei Zemer, it would be problematic. Maybe Makom Mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't say Lehadiyah, but maybe Makom Mitzvah. Maybe there's what to say, but it doesn't sound like it. Then that's the Minhag Yerushalayim, right? The Minhag Yerushalayim is that we don't have these, even though it's a Makom Mitzvah. It seems to be that the Yerushalayim is following the Minhag of the Rambam, that would be L'chara, would be prohibited, unless it's like a very, very, I mean, like one simple, what are they allow, drums. They don't allow drums. That's it, right?
That's it.
That's the allowed drums. If a bass guy. Now, so now let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. How does the Shulchan Aruch come out? Do we have either Rashi and Tosfos, the Ashkenazic sources, or do we go like the Rambam, the more Sephardic source? So how does Shulchan Aruch come out? Shulchan Aruch comes out like the Rambam. V'chein gazru, shalernagim, k'le shir, k'le zemer, chashmiya kol, shashir, l'smayach, v'asr, l'shamim, b'vnei harbon. Again, he speaks out the Lashon of the Rambam, which again, it's forbidden across the board. So again, we seem to be that the normative halacha, at least from the Shulchan Aruch standpoint, is across the board is basically forbidden. However, the Ramah quoting Tosfos and Rashi, quoting in Rashi, look at source Hey, V'yesh Urmin Dafka Misha Ragobayim Kegoyin HaMalachim Sho'im Dim V'Shoichim B'Klei Shir. They actually, the Malachim, and the Shomzan Orbach actually says this, that a person should not go to sleep listening to music, because this quoting from this Ramah, that the kings used to go to sleep listening to like a symphony. Or like they have like a whole band that would play them to sleep. I don't imagine how that wouldn't be too comfortable. Maybe it was like a white noise. I don't know why.
Like chamber music.
Like chamber music, I guess so. Or yeah, maybe it was like chasana music, where it's like, you know, kind of lulling you down. Or a base. So okay, so it's either v'shoichvin the malachim b'kleishir or v'beis habishta. V'chein l'shoich mitzvah could go in beis chasam v'kala hakol shor. But if it's when it comes to a wedding, when it comes to this quoting again, what we saw from Tosfos, that would be permitted. So again, we have the Ramah and we have the Shulchan Aruch. So it seems to be that and for a period of time, the Ashkenazi custom followed like the Ramah, that came prohibited only particular scenarios and situations. A king going to bed, like these types of, a base mishnah, like we said, a pub. But following Shulchan Aruch, nah. However, though, as time has gone on, and now this gets into our territory, it's actually become that it's become more machmir like the Shulchan Aruch, but in certain situations, meaning nowadays, most of us listen to music, so what are we relying on? That we'll see in a second. So let's now talk, we won't belabor the sugya any longer. Shulchan Aruch Orchaim, take a look at over here, source Vav. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that Noigim Shalalisa Isha Bein Pesach La Atzeres. So now that we generally, the minig is not to get married between Pesach and Atzeres of Lag Ba'omer. So Mipnei Shoyses Man Mesa Tamid Rakiv, because at that period the Tamidim Rabbi Kiva died of Al Aris Lakadesh. You're allowed to get engaged. You're allowed to betroth, but to actually get married itself, no, that we don't do. So says the Magen Avraham. I'm quoting from the Magen Avraham now. In source Zion, this is where it gets a little interesting, because all the Shulchan Aruch says is to get married, right? Maybe this the same to get a haircut. I didn't quote that part, but says when it comes to the Isser of Simcha of Chasen Vekala, says the Magen Avraham, nearly the Mutter Lasses Boisa Pam Sudas Erisim, moving Avalasois Rikudin Umacholis, but to do dancing and circles where a bunch of people dance together, the classic Jewish hora, right? Shavashos Nagul Leisser. Even someone who's made a shidduch, again, which is, we said previously, you're allowed to make the initial kiddushin, the initial, a betrothal, or the engagement, even at that moment, you're not allowed to have rikudim mechoyis. The Magen Avraham is the first one in halacha that introduces this concept within the sphere of Sfiras HaOmer, of not getting married, that it cannot even extend towards dancing and what seems to be singing. No one's dancing without music. Clearly there's music available. And that would be prohibited. So the Magen Avraham says the Isser of Rikud v'Simcha, of dancing and rejoicing. So this is like this wasn't heard up until now. But what's the Magen Avraham drawing upon? Drawing upon the background of the Isser of listening to music in general throughout the whole year. So he's saying that now, during Sfiras HaOmer, where we are knowing a certain sense of Avelis for the fact that Talmid Rabbi Akiva passed away, so we're pulling from that area of Halacha and we're applying it to the time period from Pesach till Lag Ba'Omer itself. And he adds this new element again of Rikud U'Mecholis.
Where did he get that from?
So again, I'm saying because he's pulling it really from the already pre-existing Halacha.
Never discusses dancing.
But it's true, but it does refer to music.
Something that we don't have, rather.
I wouldn't say it's making up. I would say it's obvious. People don't just sit there listening to music. I mean, listening to certain types of music, of which we'll talk about. But we're clearly referring to a music that is Mesameach, that it also gets the body going. That's the beauty of music, that it gets the body going. It enlivens the soul. That's why Nevi'im, the Rambam says, that they used to literally use kinaris to get themselves into a state of nevuah. Because music is a very powerful tool. So clearly referring to a type of music that is mesameach, but not just mesameach, but gets you moving. So the Magen Avraham is saying, all I'm telling you is at the very end of it, I'm just talking about the very end of it, the manifestation of that music, is music that gets you up and moving. Okay, why does that
mean?
Okay, that's exactly. So yes, let's cut to the chase. So basically like this, what it comes down to. First of all, you know, in terms of the music of nowadays, I mean, everybody saw the Ramosha. Ramosha generally is of the opinion that it should be machmir. He goes like, not like the Ramah and the Tosfos, that seem to be more mekel, but really like the Shulchan Aruch, that was more machmir. However, nonetheless, there are times and there are situations. Number one, for sure, makom mitzvah, as we've seen previously many, many times. You add the element of shiras shabachos. I think that most music today, most Jewish music today, I think really does fit that bar. Unless it's like really just pretending with Jewish music. There's no psukim. There's no like inspiring idea behind it. It's just purely, you know, like the I don't know. I can't. But there is an element of Shiras Mizrachis, because again, a good niggin, you know, a good niggin that even doesn't have words. You know,
it's Torah, but it's not Shiras Mizrachis. Like the color of the, you know,
Nagai. The color of Nagai? Oh, you're right. I like that. I know you're referring to. Yeah, it's a good question. It could be that it's Israel. It's not as everything, but, you know, my Rebbe told me that, you know, Reb Baruch Bera famously used to write a lot of Nagunim. So he would write Nagunim and he would bring it to his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. And he would sing it to them, and he would like to see if Reb Chaim would like it. And Reb Chaim loved some particular ones. I don't remember which ones, but there's ones like he mamish loved. But he told Baruch, he said, Baruch Bera, Bera, I want to tell you one thing. He says like this. He said, the best niggin, and I'll say it in Yiddish, the best niggin is a niggin on a niggin. What does that mean? A niggin without a niggin. What does that mean? He explains, because what's a niggin? The niggin is supposed to enliven within you a certain spiritual connectivity. If you can get that without the niggin, ooh, now you're really talking. Meaning the niggin is only a hechitim, it's only a vehicle to get yourself to a place of getting closer to Hashem. But ultimately, if you can do it without that, nach besser. But avada, we live in a world today where, you know, we have. And this is why, just to bring it to the major point, Rav Vosner says that if it's a place of stopping itzavon, right, this is very important for anybody who's involved in the mental health field. It's very important. The person needs to have those moments of, if they're feeling constantly crunched by life, to have those moments of, I'm going to call it distraction, but of relief. If that gives us, again, where and how, I used to field questions with my seminary girls. They would ask me on Shabbos, leave on my Spotify playlist on Shabbos to listen to it, because I can't handle it. Now, you can't machet avek, you can't put it down, because at the end of the day, there are people that are really struggling with mental health issues. I don't think music is the ultimate thing they need, but there have been time situations where, I'm not saying myself, but other people have said, then you would be allowed to actually leave it on in order to at least distract yourself if, God forbid, there's a real concern. This is a major issue during Corona, when people were literally isolated. It messed with people's brains, that people really needed to have these moments of just release. Nonetheless, Baruch Hashem, as far as I know, most people are not holding by that, but there are times where it's mesamech, where it brings a person closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it gives a certain element of, then it would be permitted. However, though, just going back to Sfiras Omer, I want to keep it on Sfiras Omer, which is that music that leads towards that rikud v'simcha that we just saw from the Magen Avraham, that seems to be not in the spirit of the halacha. It's something which brings you towards a dancing, and it seems not to be in the spirit of halacha. Really something which is more low-key, which is why you go like to most, you know, the a cappella music. If a cappella, it's not devoted that because it's not music done with an instrument. There's an argument to be made that nowadays that everything has become digitized. The thing that has become the instrument is now the ones and the zeros, is now the stereo. So it's not really necessarily, you know, a reason why it would be permitted. Really, ultimately, what it comes down to is that whether it elicits within you a response of jumping up and being, like you said before, distracted, being taken away and detracting from the overall mode that we're supposed to be in, which is that a sense of sadness that 24,000 of the greatest scholars of our generation, of that generation, passed away. We lost all the kedusha, the Torah that they could have brought to the world. I think that it's worthwhile to think about it. There are many, many reasons why. Yeah, why not? We could discuss it. But basically, a cappella is not really an issue of music. For example, my Rebbe, quoting from Shlomo Zalman, he says, he passed away, is that classical music is totally allowed. And if you, and maybe even there's an argument that you may go to live to classical music, because classical music is not going to get you up and dancing and jumping around and bouncing around. Although there are some, I guess, you know, they used to have like the more bouncy type, but the general, like, right, maybe Mozart, like the, he was like the rock star of his generation, but like a good Bach, you know, a good, you know, Mendelssohn, you know, so like something that like you just sit and you drink a little bit of schnapps too. I don't think that, and I'm quoting, my wife at the time was in graphic school, and she was working, and it's very hard, like you have to get focused. Sometimes to put on music was helpful. So she asked, can I put on a cappella? He said, actually, a cappella is worse. A lot of a cappella music today is totally totally useless. It's better to listen to Mozart. That's what he told me. He said, it's better to listen to classical music than to listen to a cappella. There's more siba to be maker when it comes to
the malif, that it was the composition.
So the Hasidim, I'm quoting from the Rebbe's already, right? I'm quoting from the Masorah of Klal Yisrael, which is that we have a general principle, which is that Klei Zemer are in Mekabel Tuma. Right? When it comes, not Klei Zemer, of course, of the instrument, but that the music, a niggin, is not Mekabel Tuma. So Avada, if it's coming from like a really evil source, even that, I, you know, you have to be machmir. What?
Shira Agavim.
Okay, yeah, Echanami, that's true. But it's music that is generally from a non-Jewish source, but not from like an evil source. Like if it's like satanic, you know, cults, you know, putting out metal music, probably not kedai to turn it into the Index Eishes Chayil. But what if it's just simple music that like, okay, it comes from a particular source, then it's not makabel tuma. If anything, if it brings person, you know, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.